Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on David Evans. This goes to the VA. On 1/3/23, Mr. Evans performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. Paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without significant bronchoreactivity, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, David Evans. This goes to the VA on 1/3/23. Mr. Evans performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 553 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Angela Craven. This goes to Katie Johnson, PA on 1/3/23. This is Craven performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. New paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 8/15/22, there's been a significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction without significant airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marvin Burgess. This goes to Dr. Eileen Baquias-Gonzalez. On 1/3/23, Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Hulon Grissett. This goes to Dr. Winstead. On 1/3/23, Mr. Grissett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/14/22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.